Attacks on the biblical account of creation are nothing new. Even before Darwin developed his theory of evolution, there were some who argued against the six-day creation by God. So when I read that a writer for Vanity Fair, that leading US magazine of pop culture and fashion, thinks creationism is for idiots, I simply think, here we go again. There are two sides to this debate. On one hand, there are those who argue that this world is millions of years old and came into being as the result of a Big Bang. According to one internet source, and I quote, "The Big Bang theory is an effort to explain what happened at the very beginning of our universe. Discoveries in astronomy and physics have shown beyond a reasonable doubt that our universe did in fact have a beginning. Prior to that moment, there was nothing. During and after that moment, there was something. Our universe. The Big Bang theory is an effort to explain what happened during and after that moment. According to the standard theory, our universe sprang into existence as singularity around 13.7 billion years ago. What is a singularity? And where does it come from? Well, to be honest, we don't know for sure. Singularities are zones which defy our current understanding of physics. Our universe is thought to have begun as a small, infinitely hot, infinitely dense something, a singularity. Where did it come from? We don't know. Why did it appear? We don't know." The article goes on to explain, or try and explain, and again I quote, "After its initial appearance, it apparently inflated, the Big Bang, expanded and cooled, going from very, very small and very, very hot to the size and temperature of our current universe. It continues to expand and cool to this day, and we are inside of it. Incredible creatures living on a unique planet, circling a beautiful star clustered together with several hundred billion other stars in a galaxy soaring through the cosmos, all of which is inside of an expanding universe that began as a singularity which appeared out of nowhere for reasons unknown. That is the Big Bang theory." End of quote. But let's get this. They're expecting us to believe that over 13 billion years ago, there was a Big Bang, and out of that bang, things began to expand, cool down, get into some kind of order, until eventually we arrive at where we are today. Out of an explosion, they say, came the universe. They tell us things have evolved and are evolving even still. They tell us that something crawled out of a primordial soup and as time passed turned into man. How it happens, no one knows. There are missing links that no one can find. There is evidence that points to the contrary, but no one cares. But they tell us it is right. I suggest that takes some believing. On the other hand, there is the biblical or Genesis account of creation. That in the beginning was God, and God created the heavens and the earth. There are two fundamental things we need to remember about Genesis. First of all, Genesis is literal. Those verses provide an accurate account of the origin of this world. The creation is real. The people in Eden are real. The events regarding sin are real. The punishment and the promise given by God are real. This book is factual. As one commentator has noted, no other book of the Bible is quoted as copiously or referred to so frequently in other books of the Bible as Genesis. Inspired writers, Old Testament prophets, New Testament preachers, and the Lord Jesus Christ himself all testified to the accuracy of this book, the book of Genesis. So if we deny the record of creation, we deny the ministry of the Old Testament prophets, the New Testament preachers, and Christ himself. Genesis not only is literal, Genesis is foundational. In other words, the entire truth of Scripture rests on these opening chapters. Think of it. Genesis provides us with information regarding the origin of the universe, the origin of life, man, marriage, evil, language, government, culture, nations, religions, laws, and the chosen people of God. This book is the foundation of all human history, all true science, and all true philosophy. And above everything else, it is the foundation of God's revelation to man. One writer has said the rest of the Old Testament would be without sense and direction apart from Genesis. The New Testament describing the execution and implementation of God's plan of redemption would be redundant were it not for the record of man's sin and desperate need for salvation as revealed in Genesis. Now it's a simple choice. Is creationism for idiots or is evolution for idiots? The Vanity Fair writer is on the wrong side of this. The Word of God gives us an accurate account of the origin of this world. And flowing from the origin, the sin that followed, the promise of a Savior, we have the unfolding great plan of God's redemption. Man needs to believe in God, the God who created the heavens and the earth.